You could be Gandhi, for Christ's sakes, and you're going to be punching motherfuckers in the head in 6 months after becoming a cop. Right. I'm sorry.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. It's Black Sheep Rising, your weekly dose of late night liberty, coming to you straight from Keene, New Hampshire, the liberty media capital of the world, some people say. And maybe one day, the liberty capital of the world, my goal. My name is Conan Soliday, and joining me back in the studio, Daryl W. Perry of FPP.cc.
It has been so long since I've been in the studio.
I know, you get here and you don't even know. You know, you drove right past the house. I saw you. I had to wave you down. Dude, this is where I live. The kitchen is different. You know, there's some stuff that have been moved out of here. It looks a little different.
Yeah, you put, like, your kitchen in your bathroom and then moved the bathroom into...
That's temporary.
Like, the basement.
That's temporary. It'll get changed. Yeah, these things happen in small doses.
I went down and Sloth scared me.
Sloth? You met him?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you weren't supposed to meet him. He was out.
Apparently.
Okay. Also, oh, wow, Ellen is back with us.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be back. And I seem to recall the first time that I was on Black Sheep Rising, I was supposed to be on with Daryl, and then he canceled, and I took it personally.
Uh-oh.
And because it happened twice in a row. It wasn't just a one-time fluke.
All right, so twice in a row. How about the third time?
The third time, I don't know if he was supposed to be
Derek
on.
Derek was here.
Yes, Derek.
Yeah,
where
were you the third time, Daryl?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Explain yourself, anyways,
Ellen.
I don't know. But anyway, Ellen told me, she said, this is the first time we've been on this show together. I thought you didn't like me. I said, we do Free Talk Live every Friday. Of course I like you.
Well, I know that. But, I mean, every time we're supposed to be on Black Sheep Rising, this is a less structured show than Free Talk Live. I mean, it's not
Wait, that's
as
a good
if,
thing, right?
It's not as – yes, I love it like this.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
We get to talk about things that, you know, wouldn't fly on Free Talk Live.
Groovy.
Yeah, plus there's all the interruptions, and now it's just, I get to yell at you specifically for not being here when I wanted you to be here.
God damn it, Daryl.
Daryl.
No, I don't know what happened the last time that I was supposed to be on with you, but, you know, there are times when I get a telephone call of, hey, I need you to be on Free Talk Live tonight.
Yeah, this just sounds like excuses to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, by the way, if you guys weren't already aware, Ellen, regular contributor to Free Talk Live. What's your day, Friday night?
Yep, I'm on Free
Ooh,
Talk
that's a good
Live
night.
Friday nights from 7 to 10 p.m.
And you're still doing ALP podcast.
Yeah, I mean, Allie and I...
Kind of.
We have kind of had a hiatus as
Uh-oh.
Far as ALP goes. We did the Porkfest episode, which was 2 weeks ago, but...
Which, by the way, I tried to make... I can only sit there for so long, and then... Oh, that was so bad.
What?
But it happened, at least. No, I didn't get to make it. I wanted to actually experience what...
Oh,
what
oh I thought you were saying that their show was bad.
I thought... Yeah, I know. I thought that you were saying that
oh,
it
no.
was too boring for you to sit through, but I do remember at the time that there was... There was a variety hour going on at the same time, and there's a bunch of people that wanted to go to that. So.
Yeah, scheduling at Porkfest yeah. can be difficult if you don't get your finger in there real early.
I know,
and
point
Ellen
out
and I
the way were really, we were really bad at planning it because we were supposed to do it Tuesday night when I first got there,
mm-hmm.
and then we moved it forward to Wednesday, and we're like, no, that's not going to work. We kind of did it on the fly on Thursday, and... That worked out pretty well.
And
but.
This year, the scheduling was so much worse than normal because they had... What was it? Four tents down in the little filled area, plus they had the pavilion, plus they
I
had
think
the
they
media
only had three
room.
Tents.
Okay, three tents plus the pavilion.
Plus the pavilion, yeah.
Plus the green domes.
Plus,
let's not forget those.
Right. Plus the media room, plus they had some activities up in what used to be the bingo hall.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. I remember
yeah.
looking at the schedule and thinking, nobody's going to show up to ALP. There's just too many things going on at the same time that are much more
so
interesting.
So what was the actual turnout? Because the initial turnout, you had like, what, three, four?
Well, I remember you came
hardcore.
There before Allie got there and you took
yeah,
a
Yeah, we were moving the chairs
set.
And stuff with you
yeah.
guys. Oh, setting up the speakers.
Yeah, setting up did not take very long at all. We had a few people that were just wandering through the campsites, and they'd like stop and look because it was kind of a curiosity. Like, who are these people talking into microphones? Oh, it's ALP.
Had you guys put up the you go ahead and walk through our campsite sign?
See, I don't know. I think that sign was only put up on the last day. It was kind of too late. It was like, you know, we could have put this up 5 days ago.
Yeah, I saw those pictures. That was very, very interesting. After we had that conversation, it was like, look at who would walk through someone's friggin' campsite?
I did. I did it all the time.
I know.
And nobody's going to yell at me. Like, I only walk through campsites where people are not sitting outside, so they can't catch me in the act.
And then something that I would do occasionally if I was in the middle of the hill is if I did need to cut through a site, I would try to cut through one that was vacant.
Yeah. Or, I mean, one that's not cluttered or, you know,
or if it
that
was somewhere
there.
Near Agora Valley, I would do what that's not cluttered, but try to walk along the border. That way you're, you know, as close to the tree line as possible. So
that
you're
way
not
you're
walking
in both
in
sites
someone.
At the same time.
No, that way you're not in the midst of somebody's thing.
Right.
If that
well,
makes
I
any
mean,
sense.
You're on the outskirts, but.
Right.
I mean, besides just being on the outskirts, you're also on both people's tent sites at the same time. And, like, the law of public property is that, like, neither one of them is really going to care because they're going to think, well, it's the other person's problem.
Right. Fuck you! And then,
fuck you! And fuck you!
Because I've got bad knees, you know, and I was walking around with a walking stick the whole time, you know, like, who's going to yell at a guy with bad knees?
That's true.
It's not a tumor.
You know, that was actually the team name that I had for trivia this past Tuesday.
I heard that.
It's not
was
a tumor.
Team Eats Not a Tuma.
It's not a tuma.
Spelled ETSNOTATUMA.
It's not a tuma.
Eats Not a Tuma.
See, I remember being on a trivia team with you at Porkfest, but I never actually got up on stage, and I was so disappointed.
I saw a notice on the old FaceBase that said that the questions,
Were way too hard, difficult.
So
extremely difficult.
Compared to last year?
I was one of the people, both years, I was one of the people that got the survey, and both years I was on a team, and, well, last year I was on a team for one round because they didn't have an alternate, and one of their people didn't show up.
Are you saying the whole game was built to your specifications?
No. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Tell me, man. Tell me more.
I'm saying I just happened to have filled out the survey, and I happened to have played the game. And both last year and this year, incredibly difficult, because they were asking things that were just wide open.
Okay, I don't think that's true.
What name a book that has influenced the world?
The Bible.
The Bible, Atlas Shrugged. Let's see. What were some of the other options? There was the Quran.
The Quran and got up.
I remember there was one question.
There were two questions or there were two answers that were up there that people said. And then of the other five answers, it was, you know, like
crime and punishment. I feel like that was one. Maybe. I don't know. I remember there was a question that said you can't buy happiness with money. But you can buy blank, which is close enough. And I was sitting next to this woman, and I'm like, nobody's saying chocolate. Why are they not saying chocolate? Chocolate was the top answer.
Was it for real?
And nobody guessed it.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, but not everyone.
Sex was on there at, like, number three.
Bacon was number two, which I kind of guessed that. But nobody got chocolate.
Yeah, but not everyone is affected by chocolate like everyone else. In fact, I think a cool third of the population don't get anything from chocolate.
Chocolate has a very strong following of elite fans, and then there's like the people that kind of dabble in chocolate once in a while.
Dabble in chocolate.
Wow.
and then there's the people that just don't care. They don't eat it because it's unhealthy or whatever. But
I prefer white chocolate or milk chocolate. Dark chocolate can go fuck itself.
90%. That's my favorite.
What'd you say about white chocolate?
You, sir, are a racist.
I said I like white chocolate and milk chocolate.
Okay,
you know what? Right, white chocolate isn't even real chocolate. It's a poser. It's not actually chocolate.
I said that bitter ass shit that they call dark chocolate can go fuck itself.
Yeah, I think it's delicious.
It's pretty rough.
No, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
That's pretty rough.
Oh, but back to ALP. When we were filming at Porkfest, or we weren't filming. It's a podcast. We were recording. And there was probably like 10 people throughout the entire hour that we were recording that wandered through the campsite. And they'd stop for a minute and look. But there's like probably 4 or 5 people sitting out on the lawn actually listening to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was Dante. Carlos was sitting there. Allie's sister and her sister's fiance or husband. I'm not
that would
really
be
sure.
Lauren and Mike.
Yes, Lauren and Mike. I didn't know if I was, you know, supposed to name people.
Yeah, naming other people.
Right.
Yeah, Dante doesn't care.
They live in another country. I don't know if, you know, it's kosher with them, but
there's probably a bunch of people named Lauren and Mike that live in other countries.
They live in and I got to hear their story, and it's very
Costa Rica?
Mexico. But I like listening to their story, and their lifestyle is very intriguing. I wish I could pull it off, but no, not going to happen.
No? You don't want to move to a third world
country?
Well,
no, not really. Unless
it's
like,
I think it'd be nice to live in an island nation. Like
I want
Puerto
an island with a motherfucking moat.
I don't want to live off the grid with like no neighbors. I like neighbors.
Why would you need a moat if you're on an island? The moat is the ocean.
Like a maybe is that what you're talking about? A reverse moat? Mr. Evil Genius over here?
Not a reverse moat.
Are you going to like dig a moat inside the shoreline so that it's like when you come in from the ocean, you hit the beach, but then immediately there's another ring of water on the inside?
And basically, I want an atoll around my island.
Yeah,
I've got a moat.
As far as breaking up like hurricanes and stuff, if I understand correctly, that's the way to do it. You build, you know, little moats, and of course try to put trees on them, and that works even better. Otherwise, you're going to be buffeted by nonsense.
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought of too. I was thinking Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
He's
the way
wasting
I
mean. Away.
Cheeseburger
again
in paradise.
Margaritaville. You know, the song Margaritaville is a very depressing song if you actually listen to the lyrics.
No, I know.
But it's sung in such an upbeat tune that people don't realize that it's a depressing song.
Those are some of
they
my favorite songs.
They think it's a party song.
Wasting away again. Again.
Searching for my
I guess he wastes away
shaker of salt.
Multiple times.
It's pure evil!
Some people say that there's a woman to blame. But I know it's my own damn fault.
It's your own damn fault, Daryl.
I blame the concussions.
You know what would be cool is if you could build like your own artificial island. You just pick a spot on a map anywhere in the middle
like
of the ocean.
Like a floating city?
Not entirely. There's actually there's an artificial island that was built somewhere in the Middle East. It's shaped like a palm tree, kind of.
Yeah, that's in Abu Dhabi.
You know, exactly. And Japan has constructed their airport, their big old monsterous.
Yeah, and that airport is sinking.
Is it?
Yeah, it started sinking 2 years after built it.
Yeah, I knew they knew it was going to sink, which is why they built it on.
So are they going to build a new one on top of it? Just keep building like.
Well,
eventually they'll have a fifth generation
airport. I think it's just sinking a little bit faster than they thought it was going to.
Hmm.
Yeah. So like, it's not in imminent danger of being underwater next week or anything.
Yeah, most things do end up sinking. Even houses. My house is sinking. Well, not bad, but I mean it's, you know. It is to be expected at the end of the day.
Are you saying that you have like a wormhole under your house, or is there a mud pit down there?
No, it's like the foundation has cracked. So we're talking about.
So is my head.
So I mean, we're talking about not even infinitesimal amounts of, but
just
we're talking about concrete. And concrete's got to go somewhere, and if it, it's gonna.
You know, that's always interested me is that like. There's no such thing as an absolute solid material. Like, over time, everything is going to, like, melt or morph.
Dark
or
matter.
Is what? Solid material?
Yes.
Dark matter is only a mathematical
a
proof. No, we haven't physically discovered it. It's just you can prove its existence by mathematical equations, but, I mean, you can't actually, like, hold dark matter.
Yeah,
nobody
but I can't.
Knows
but
what it is.
But is dark matter always dark matter? Or will it eventually turn into something else?
Who knows?
If that's the case, then nothing is ever solid forever. It's always going to get broke down and built back into something.
I don't know, man. Based on what I know about dark matter, And admittedly, my knowledge of dark matter is limited to what I learned about dark matter from Futurama. But it seems as though that dark matter, it makes for really good fuel. But other than that, you know, like, it doesn't decay on its own.
Come on!
Come on, Daryl.
Why do you look upset at me?
Get with the program.
Because physics.
Yeah, and you're, and here he is referencing Futurama.
Yeah, I mean, they can use it in a cartoon series, but
I would give up the secrets to time travel, and all I know about time travel I learned from Back to the Future.
All I know is we're doing an awful lot of speculation on things that we don't know anything about.
Exactly. That's what I do. Is this the first time we've met?
Well, you've been gone for like a month, so, I mean, I don't know. Hey, let's talk about things that we do know.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
Or do we know?
Let's talk about the douchebag of the week.
I don't know this guy.
I don't know this guy either, but I...
Okay, then we should talk about the other story.
Obviously, we talk about things we don't know, so...
I want to know about this douchebag, so if I meet him in the street, I can point to him and say, you're a douchebag.
Well, here he is. Here's his picture.
Are you going down to Ridgewood, New Jersey anytime soon?
It's close by.
I don't know. I might have plans to go there someday.
What do you mean it's close... Yeah, you said that Alabama and Texas were right next door to one another. They're three fucking states away.
They are right next to each other.
No, they're not.
They're within a few hundred miles.
They're a lot closer than, yeah, I don't, you know what? You're just mad because I put Alabama on that list.
That's where I'm from, originally.
Yeah, I know, that's why I put Alabama on the list, because it was readily available.
This is all subjective, though. Like, units of measurement doesn't really matter.
Douchebag of the week, he is from... New Jersey.
What a surprise.
Yeah, I know.
There's a douchebag from New Jersey? Who the fuck knew?
Who knew? His name is Thomas Rica. He repeatedly apologized Wednesday at his sentencing for stealing nearly 2 million quarters from the Ridgewood parking system, the record reported.
Oh, and gee, I'm sorry I stole so much money. I'm really sorry. You know, you don't even know
exactly. What are you going to say? He's trying to save his neck.
I'm sorry
here.
I stole $500,000.
Yeah. Rica, a Hawthorne resident, will pay back just under $250,000 of the $460,000 he admits to stealing under a plea agreement.
All right, so here's my question. Where do you hide 2 million quarters?
Well,
in
I believe
back
that
of
he
a massive truck.
Yeah, I believe he took them Not all at once. Yeah, how long did it take? How many years?
How long did it take to steal $2 million or 2 million quarters?
How did he count them? Like, how did he know if he was doing it trickle by trickle? Like, was he taking
I'm assuming he didn't know how much he took. I'm assuming they looked in their records and saw how much they were maybe supposed to have had and just backpaid. But let's see if it actually explains any of this. On Wednesday in court, Rica paid a $64,337 down payment to be
filed. And 55 cents.
Oh, come on.
$64,337.55. Where the hell does the damn nickel come from? He took quarters.
Good question. Maybe it was nickels and dimes. But they weren't real clear on that. Good point.
Where the hell's the nickel come from?
Good fucking point, man.
They just cut a portion off of one of the quarters.
This down payment is to be followed by a $2,000 monthly payments over the 5 years he will serve probation. He forfeited his $30,000 pension as part of the plea deal and $4,000 Ridgewood-sized home or from his home. Daniel Keitel, the Bergen County assistant prosecutor on the case, said the agreement gets as much of the money back to the public as quickly as possible, but not all of it, just fucking half of it. I mean, why is this guy only having to pay half of it?
Wait, no. Why is he saying as much of the money back? Like, clearly that's not as much. He's only paying back half.
Exactly, and I'm almost thinking that maybe they looked at his pay scale and realized that he wasn't going to be ever able to pay at all back, and maybe they said, all right, well, let's cut this guy a break. And the big question is, what job is he working? Is he still working as his...
If he's being paid on top of all of this money he stole, he should definitely be able to return it, unless he, like, bought himself a super nice car.
Yeah, I think
the word sized should be seized, so I'm guessing they seized $4,000 from his house.
No, this article doesn't even say what he was. He's a government employee. I don't have the article that actually says what his position was, but he had access to the parking forcer cage.
A public works inspector.
Yeah, it says it at the bottom. It was difficult to calculate. He had actually.
So my big question is, has he retained his fucking job?
Probably. I don't imagine that they would fire him.
This happened a year ago.
$86,000 a year as a public works inspector.
Yeah.
Before his arrest, so it doesn't say. But here's my thing. Instead of just asking why isn't he being required to pay back the full amount, what about fucking restitution?
Exactly. I mean, what about interest?
Yeah.
You know, that's $500,000 that the city is out of money. It's going to have to be that void is going to have to be filled by someone, taxpayers. That's money that they expected to have in the system as revenue. And it's not there right now.
Hold on. What the hell? Third-degree theft? It's not even a fucking first-degree crime that they charged him with?
Hey, it's good to be... It's
oh,
good.
No. They probably charged him with first-degree, let him plead down to third-degree.
Right. It's good to be one of the king's men, as we see. That's why I found this article, and that's why it pissed me off as much as it did.
He took the quarters in amounts of more than $500 on several dates in 2012 and 2013.
Oh, don't worry about these bags that I'm throwing in my trunk, guys. It's just large bags of coins. Nothing suspicious at all.
I'm taking these to the bank. Well, why aren't you taking all of them? Because I only have room for these two.
Well, no, and he actually opened multiple bank accounts to deposit all this. So he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was about.
If you were a bank teller, wouldn't it be kind of suspicious to you if somebody came in with like an entire bag full of like $500 worth of quarters?
You could be a vendor guy.
Yeah, you could be a vendor
guy. You could be the red box guy.
So wouldn't you have to bring in rolls of quarters?
No.
Or could you scatter them all on the table? You have to count these.
Oh, yeah, they're
They've got the change counting machines.
You could be the hot dog vendor. You could be the soda vendor. You could be the Redbox guy. Yeah, there are guys out there who all they receive
Redbox
are coins.
Redbox doesn't take quarters. Redbox takes fucking credit cards.
Daryl,
we have
that
the technology.
Is not the point. Not the point.
No, but he's right. And you put me in my place. Daryl.
That's like saying you might run the Bitcoin ATM. No! You can't fucking put a quarter in the Bitcoin ATM.
You know what you can put quarters in, though? Those claw machines where you grab the
Are
stuffed
you a claw machine addict?
I used to be. I lost about $5 on one.
Those
ones.
Things out.
No, I never won anything.
Oh, the secret is, I'll tell you the secret. There's a little button right on top of the claw. So when the thing goes down, it has to activate that button in order for the claw to.
Really?
So, yes.
That's what I've been
missing
this whole time.
I learned that in college. Because one of the guys that was in my broadcasting class worked at the local arcade, and he told us the secret winning the claw machine.
Wait, describe the button again. It's in the middle of the claw.
It's in the middle of the claw, up at
the very top.
And when it touches the
connect.
When it goes down, you know, it goes down to close. Something has to touch that button to get it to actually.
So what you're saying is, don't ever close it on your own. Let the machine close on itself.
Always closes on itself.
You have to get the claw
sure
to fall on top of something.
Yeah, I get
to
that
fall
part.
Just properly to where when it hits whatever is down there, it touches that button to get it to clamp.
All right. And how many stuffed animals do you have proving that this works?
Right now, I don't have any.
I want to see your collection.
Yeah, I know.
Stuffed animal collection.
About 13, 14 years ago, I cleared out one of the machines.
Daryl?
The clockwork elves, all and of it, I shouldn't even get into.
There was some little kid walked up to me and asked, "Hey, mister, are you filling up this machine?" I said, "Nope, I'm emptying it."
The point is, it just gets crazier by the minute.
I don't believe you.
We came, we saw, we took all of the stuffed animals.
So
yeah, wouldn't that be something? Yeah.
Well, what they've started
you got
doing
a, you got
now.
A, you got a shopping cart right next to the Walmart claw machine, and it's just full of nothing but animals.
What they've started doing
You've been there for 3 hours.
Putting fewer things in and putting smaller things so that they know that it will never activate that button.
That is so lame.
Those bastards.
I know, exactly.
Yeah.
Wait, Conan, do you work for a business or a company that has one of these stuffed animal claw machines?
Yes. Yes, he does.
They are not our machines, but yes, they are in the front of the store.
I mean, do you ever like service them or, you know, go in and do you ever even see what's in the machine?
I haven't looked to see what was inside of one of those bad boys in the longest time. I don't even think about it. Whoa. But yes, there is one. All right, you guys.
For the longest time.
There is one readily available. What do you want me to inspect for you?
No, I just... Last time I played, they had things like, you know, Betty Boop and SpongeBob and, like, a few basketballs or something.
And you would stop everything you were doing to go get a Betty Boop?
I tried a few times. A few times I tried, but I always failed. I was never good at it, and I never knew what it was. I thought that I perfectly placed the claw in there,
exactly.
But then it'd start pulling up, and the claw would just be like,
despite what this guy just finished telling us.
Do you want me to win you a stuffed animal out of one of the claw machines?
I would love that more than anything. My childhood dreams would be fulfilled, finally, if I was able to get something out of a claw machine.
Ellen! Betty Boop dolls! My life is complete. Right?
Yes. Especially if it's a unicorn or a frog.
I've got a unicorn.
Adorable animals.
Have you seen my unicorn?
You told me that you were 150%
Was that a sexual thing?
No.
Okay, good. Because you're going to get us thrown out of here. You're
going to
get us thrown out of our own house.
This is really a unicorn.
Yeah, I took a picture of it. It's a Celtic unicorn.
That's awesome.
Look in the mane.
I see the mane.
Do you see the word inside of the mane?
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Love?
Is it an English? English?
It says L-O-V.
Oh, it does say love.
So it's a loving unicorn.
So that's
my love unicorn.
That's pretty snazzy. Now, did you design that bad boy, or was it laying around somewhere?
I partially designed it. Like, I came up with the idea for it, but my graphical ability is not good.
Uh-huh.
So the tattoo artist who wound up doing this at Porkfest came up with a sketch about a week and a half before Porkfest.
Winning.
And I wound up saying, yep, that's good. And so got it did.
So you got that tattoo at Porkfest?
Yes.
How much did you pay for it?
I paid $75 worth of Bitcoin.
Diana's tattoo, was that the same artist?
Who the hell's Diana?
Who was on the show last week, Freedom Fiend. Her porcupine.
So clearly that's not the right
tattoo.
Person.
Her porcupine tattoo on her wrist. Was that the same tattoo artist?
I don't remember who she said did hers.
Okay.
So do either of you know
all I'm
Liberty
saying
Phoenix?
Is yours is much better, and I wasn't really impressed.
So do either of you know or like are you aware of Liberty Phoenix?
Yes.
The man who goes by Liberty Phoenix, he has a...
Yeah, his name
he does
is
interviews.
Kenny.
Kenny, yes.
Kenny Loggins, actually.
Oh.
Loggins? No.
I just saw a meme of him today.
Anyway, he got a tattoo at Porkfest. It was only $30, and I told him it looked really good, and...
You were lying?
You get what you pay for, basically.
Well, that's exactly what I told Diana last week. I'm like, if you ever,
Oh, I think both of them went to the guy that was running the Green Dome.
Yeah, yes. It was not good.
Well, he got a flaming porcupine, and he called it his Porcunex, which is a porcupine phoenix.
Porcunex.
Porcunex. And it looked like... If there had been a better artist, it would have been totally badass.
It looked like the Burning Pork logo.
Maybe. When I was in middle school and high school, it was really cool to... Like, me and my friend Casey used to draw on things all the time, and one of my signature things to draw was a flaming beaver.
Chalk? Did you chalk civil buildings?
No.
Have you done any chalking yet?
No, actually, I have not picked up a piece of chalk since I was like 13 years old.
Yeah, me too. All right, so not a good tattoo.
I mean, it was a good concept, but it
you get what you, you get what you pay for.
Could use some touch-ups, I think.
Yeah, well, maybe that person in the next 5 years or so, when it fades a little bit, can actually go in and get some retouches that'll do the trick.
It's like there's
really
a
like
local guy here in Keene that does some tattooing, and I've seen him do tattoos for beer.
Wow.
And... One, you're not the brightest person in the world if you pay your tattoo artist in beer. Two, you're even less bright when you let the tattoo artist drink the beer while giving you the tattoo.
Oh, no.
I can't wait to see these tattoos.
Yeah, I know.
What are the results?
Yeah, I don't want to see them at all. There's a reason why I don't have any tats, because You have to be so picky. Yeah, I know. I am crazy picky. And of course, the artist is, you have to consider someone who can actually do good work. Yeah. You have to consider what it's going to be and whether you can live with it for the rest of your life and where it's going to be. And that, at the end of the day.
All of mine have been things that, you know, it was well thought out decisions before I got.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you say that now, but every time somebody asks me why I don't have a tattoo, it's such a lifelong commitment. Like, what if in 5 years I think this tattoo looks stupid? You know, I have to, like, it must be something that's, like, really important or just really cute. Like, my friend was showing me one of her tattoos the other day that she's got, like, on her hip. She calls them twinkle stars. They're, like, starbursts.
They're slut stars.
You know, when you look up at the sky and you see the stars twinkling, that's what it looks like on her hip.
Like,
and
like two big stars in each hip or, like, little tiny
no,
ones
they're
and
like,
stuff?
There's like five or six little tiny ones in a
and they look like freckles or like
no it's like
pockmarks.
So it's like
does it look like
points?
The Subaru logo?
Kind of like that, yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, it looks cool, and I don't know if I'd make that commitment. You know, what if I want something different in a few years? Are they just going to draw over it, and then eventually I'm just going to have like
right?
This
so
blob of a
if
thing?
You are indecisive, then tattoos are not for you.
It's not that I'm indecisive. It's just that, like, that's going to be on me forever and
yes.
ever.
Yeah.
And
I am
amen,
well
amen.
Aware of that, and I knew that when I got my first one 6 years ago.
This so
is,
when you're
this
80,
is,
will you
this
still
is
be
one
proud
back
of
here.
Them?
You're assuming I'll be 80, but yes.
The anarchy symbol that's behind us, I think I could live with forever and ever, amen. I've always been intrigued. Even since
maybe you should get that amen with the anarchy symbol.
Amen.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's a good idea.
For,
I should
how
be
about,
a tattoo
how,
artist.
How about forever and ever anarchy amen?
Yeah, fit as many anarchy signs in there as you can, and the V's that could all be the.
Well, I don't
want to
overdo it.
Symbol.
I don't want to blow it out of proportion, but I'll consider that. Not
forever amen.
So did we finish this article?
Yes,
yeah,
we
I
did.
Think we're done talking about this douchebag.
Yeah, he's definitely the douchebag of the week. I'm going to work on a drop, a sound drop for douchebag of the week so we can, you know, maybe cover a politician
should.
Or a bureaucrat. Maybe even have a picture of him up there on the wall so people can spit at him.
All right, so go back over to the show notes real quick.
You want to do show notes? You want to go,
Then pull up the article that accompanies that video.
You mean the Jezebel.com article?
Yes.
Is this one of the sites that you frequent?
It's not what you think. It's not Beej or Beeg or whatever the hell it was that you were looking at when I showed up.
All right, Daryl, tell us about this old article.
So there's actually a video from Discovery News that accompanies this article where there was a scientific study that was done recently that says that pretty much everybody is really bad at flirting.
Huh?
Yes.
What a shocker. I mean, seeing the world population go up exponentially, you'd never guess that.
I know. Someone's doing an all right job.
People are, but for the most part, we're all bad.
So maybe the flirting sucks, but the science is good?
Guys and gals are flirting with each other everywhere, but none of y'all can tell when it's actually happening. What is wrong with us? Howdy hotties, Trace here, reporting for DNews. I'm a flirt, I've been told. I swear, I don't even know I'm doing it, and apparently neither does anyone else, according to a new study from the University of Kansas published in Communication Research. The researchers asked pairs of over 100 heterosexual college students to gauge first impressions during 10 to 12 minute conversations. Afterward, each person filled out a questionnaire and was instructed to indicate if they felt that they had been flirted with, and if they had done any flirting themselves. Wow, science is hot. In the end, only 36% of the males and 18% of the females correctly wrote that they'd been flirted with. That's really bad, guys. This is really bad. And the worst is 80% of the time, both groups knew they weren't being flirted with. So I guess the negative we got. The researchers are showing that we suck at flirting, or at least at knowing that it's going on. But it's not just people getting flirted with. The University of Kansas researchers showed a video of those conversations to over 250 other people for a second study. You might think you'd spot other people's attempts at flirtation straight on, right? But no, Our wingmen and wingwomen are crap with their flirt dar. When women were watching men flirt, they identified it as flirting only 22% of the time, and men and women were both a bit better at picking up when the ladies were flirting. Apparently us dudes were just too subtle, although that's actually never been the experience of pretty much anyone ever. The researchers found that in fact the lady flirters were being more transparent about their flirtation. So why do we suck at this simple element of human attraction? Shouldn't we have evolved to know when another person wants to practice breeding with us? Well, the researchers believe that it has to do with the same mechanism as detecting a lie, which we're also terrible at. See, the problem is flirting is the subtle art of body language. Nonverbal communication is extremely important for flirtation, which is perhaps why it's so hard to pick up on over video. Light touches or squeezes on the arm are extremely positive, as is eye contact, smiling, laughing. Open body posture is in the opposite of crossed arms and legs, and mirroring the other person's behavior. Like you both scratch your nose or tussle your hair at the same time. The BBC writes 55% of flirting is done in this way, while an additional 38% has to do with the tone and speed of your voice. Note, this is how you're saying it, not what you're saying. They found that that is only about 7% of flirting. This supports the idea that flirting is driven not by pickup lines, fancy cars, or titles at work, but by your nonverbal cues, our tones of voice, and many other subtle factors. So it's not surprising to me that people are really bad at picking it out, if you think about it. The lead researcher in the Kansas study said not to assume everyone is flirting with you, but if you're at a location where flirting is common, like a social gathering or at a bar, and you miss the signs, then, quote, that's on you.
All right, so we need to see some stats here.
All right. So, again, some of the stats, and stop scrolling, and I can tell you. The first study paired together 52 pairs of single heterosexual college students.
What age? College students?
College
students. Yeah, we're talking
students.
About we're talking about people right out of high school. And
okay, between 18 and 30?
My guess is 18 to 25.
Yeah, is that really the best group of people to... to look at? I
they're
mean,
the most
come on.
Open with flirtation.
Yeah, but they're also the most inexperienced.
Not really. I mean, you get a lot of experience in high school. And also, like, every single year that you're in college, you probably experience it more and more.
Hmm.
I mean, if you think about it, college students are the best people to do this with because once you get out of college, a lot of those people are going on to get married.
And it's hard to track you as well.
Yeah.
So you essentially have a whole body of people all in the same area. It's yeah, I understand... you know, why they choose college kids. But still, I mean, I don't...
The pairs of strangers sat alone in a room and talked for between 10 to 12 minutes in what they thought was a study on first impressions. At the end of the study, the students were asked to fill out questionnaires in separate rooms. Among other things, students had to note if they flirted and if they thought that their counterpart had. 80% of the crew... were able to accurately identify when someone was not flirting, but as was said in the video, only 36% of men and 18% of women could tell that they were being flirted with.
Okay, well those both of those numbers are really terrible. Like, men only got like a third of them got it right. But still, that's almost double what women got. So I just, like, I feel like men could... assume that they're being flirted with a lot when they're not. Really?
Have you seen this?
Wishful thinking? No. Both groups were able to tell when they weren't being flirted with.
Yeah,
at
that's 80% of the time. But I'm talking
when men
when they
were being
tell.
Flirted with. Men were being flirted with. Among those 80%, when, let's say, for example, you were flirting with me, 36% of the time, I would be able to tell that you were flirting. If I were flirting with you, statistically, you would only be able to tell 18% of the time.
Yeah,
how much of that time is actually true, Daryl?
Well,
I'm putting you on the spot. Prolonged eye contact.
Well, have you seen the similar studies where they went around asking platonic couples, you know, whether they were really interested in their friend or not, male female friendships.
No, I haven't seen
that. And it's very curious because all the guys were like, oh yeah, I'm into her. Yeah, the most definitely I'm into her. And the girls were like, no.
90% of guys would bang every female friend that they have.
And I think that's exactly what this study proves, is that 36, which is still a low number, 36% of guys think that, yeah, she was totally into me. And the girl's like, no, we were just friends. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I understand
that
number.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
But the numbers are still
when they were being flirted with.
Exactly.
If they thought they were being flirted with. When they were actually being flirted with,
if they were
guys could only tell 36% of the time.
They were able to detect it, 36%.
But women are even worse at this. And I actually understand this because, like, I have a lot of friends that are men, and I feel like they don't really flirt with me. They're just being super friendly. But now you guys are telling me that
it's
I should be
wrong.
A little bit weirded out because this is all a lie. Everything I think is a lie.
Your whole life is a lie, yeah.
And so, hold on. The next sentence here is really interesting. It says, in one particularly tragic pairing, both the man and the woman said that they were flirting with the partner, but neither of them thought that they were being flirted with.
Well, that's sad.
And then it says, imagine the looks of longing at these two staring across the student union. The researcher says, if you think someone is not interested in you, you are probably right. But if they are, you probably missed it. So even if you're not being rejected, you could very easily end up rejecting yourself. To turn a negative into a positive, this is a very reliant way to do dating. For the second study, and this was also referenced in the video, the researcher had more than 250 people watch 6 one-minute video clips of those in the first study interacting. Just one person was shown at a time. The third-party observers were not any more accurate in detecting flirting than those taking part in the original interactions. When flirting did not occur, the second group of people were able to identify that 66% of the time. When flirting did happen, they could only identify it 38% of the time.
Okay, so question. We've all done it. We've all tried doing it. We might be...
Have we?
We might be good at it or horrible at it, or at least, but we've at least tried, I'm assuming.
I don't know. I usually don't hit on people.
This isn't saying hitting on. This is saying flirting with.
What is flirting? What is
to me?
No, it's not.
Does flirting have to have a goal, or can it just be being really, really friendly with someone, but not necessarily trying to hook up at the end of the day?
Let's define flirting at its core. Like, what is flirting?
Exactly. Maybe we should look this up.
And yeah, Conan's going to pull up the scientific definition here.
Scientific.
But
Skynet.
I am going to say that flirting is trying to gain the attention of a possible mate.
Flirting or coquetry is a social and sometimes sexual activity.
Ooh, I like that word.
Involving verbal or written communication as well as body language by one person to another, suggesting an interest in deeper relationship with the other person. Okay, so it's just...
It's mating rituals, basically.
So it's
you're trying to... You're,
wait,
you're,
no, no, it's
you're
suggesting...
You're fluffing out your feathers like a peacock. You're prancing around trying to gain the attention of a possible mate.
Yeah, but
suggesting an interest in a deeper relationship.
Exactly. So can flirting just be... Does it have to have an end game in mind where you are actually where it is sexual,
or it
can you just
have to
can you just
be
super friendly?
Doesn't always have to be sexual, but it definitely means something other than just acquaintance or just friends.
All right, here I like this one. Purpose. This, by the way, this is a Wikipedia article because everything is on Wikipedia and they're so smart. Purpose. People flirt for a variety of reasons. Flirting can indicate an interest in a deeper personal relationship with another person. Some people flirt simply for amusement with no intention of developing any further relationship. This type of flirting sometimes faces disapproval from others, either because it can be misinterpreted as more serious or it may be viewed as cheating if either person is in a committed relationship with another person. Some couples set up rules and boundaries for their partner so one will know what's accepted and what's not.
So I don't think that flirting ultimately has to lead to, like, cheating or anything like that, like physical contact. I bet it's, like, if you do it for amusement,
it's
probably,
I think it's really fun.
You get to know a lot of things about people that you normally wouldn't.
Right, but if you're doing it for amusement and the other person doesn't know that you're doing it for amusement. You're being a fucking dick.
Yeah.
Why? I mean...
Yeah, because you're like trying to...
You're showing them attention so that they'll open up to you more.
If you think that it's going to possibly lead to a deeper relationship, and you just want to know all of their deep, dark, dirty secrets.
That's different if you're like trying to mislead them into something.
Right, and people are going to take flirting as... Okay, there's a possibility at something here.
So if we're talking about talking about outright trickery, then yeah, that's a dickhead move.
Right, but apparently most people don't even know that they're flirting.
Right.
And according to these numbers,
hold on, scroll back down where we were.
Yeah.
We girls do tend to say "auga" a lot.
What? Have you ever said that?
No, that's the first time.
Wait, do it again.
Ever. I'm going to laugh now when I do it.
All right, so
I think I got it. That's a new LN drop.
Says the lowest accuracy rate of observers was found in females observing males. Women, and this was of the second study to where they were watching people from the first study, women only identified that men actually were flirting 22% of the time. Both men and women had an easier time detecting when females were flirting. And that's because the females apparently tend to be more transparent.
And all guys,
women say awooga, because then you're just sort of, you know, like you're being more transparent.
Yeah, but like I said earlier, all guys think that women are flirting with them.
No, they don't.
Regardless of whether they are or not.
That's not what this.
What is it?
What
does it say?
The results.
What
is
it? What does it say?
Awooga.
That's what they said.
Apparently, if I were to try and flirt with somebody, it would just be completely obvious. But I don't. I feel like I'm like open and friendly to most people, so I don't know if that's actually true.
Daryl,
like,
I don't understand these numbers.
Of course you don't, because you don't fucking want to understand the numbers.
No, because I wasn't listening.
We've said the numbers three fucking times.
Daryl, calm down. Your face is getting red.
Yeah, you are getting red.
This guy's just trying to fucking piss me off.
I'm not trying to piss you off. I seriously don't get the numbers.
Okay, I think he's getting upset because these numbers say that these people were actually being flirted with. It wasn't whether they believed they were or not. Like, these people actually were.
Where was the initial study? The 18 and 36, there it is.
Yeah. Men were only able to tell that a woman was flirting 36% of the time,
gotcha.
Which means 64% of the time when a man was being flirted with, he did not know.
Okay. Now 18% of women.
When women were being flirted with, 82% of the time they did not know.
All right. It backs my statement up.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
your statement is men think they're always being flirted with when a woman says hi.
Which is why 36% were able to pick up on it. Because they are more likely to say, yes, I was being flirted with. Whereas 18%, whereas women are not in those types of relationships.
I do think that Conan is, like, men are more willing and wishful in thinking that they are being flirted with.
But if his statement were to be accurate, then men would know they were being flirted with 100 fucking percent of the time.
Because every woman is flirting with them. If 100% of men say that yes, I was being flirted with, but in fact they weren't, that percentage will be higher, which it is. It's 36%. That they were actually right.
That means that 64% of men had no clue they were being flirted with. When men weren't being flirted with, they knew they weren't being flirted with.
I don't know.
That's what the study says.
This study's confusing.
You're confusing because you don't want to understand what the fucking study says.
That is not true.
It's pretty common that women tend to believe that men are just completely oblivious. But, you know, I'm ashamed to say that women are much more oblivious. And
according to Daryl, there are a lot of tricksome girls out there who like to play. Play with heartstrings.
Not just women. There's guys that do it too.
Probably not as much.
Yeah,
dude, have you heard of the fucking pickup artist community?
Yes, I've heard of them. I've never actually met any of these guys.
They're fucking douchebags that go out and you know, make women think that they're interested, and then they're like, okay, bye.
Ooh, you know what? I think I met someone like that at Porkfest.
You probably did.
It's pretty terrifying.
The buzzer.
First, he tried to sell me alcohol, and then when he couldn't sell me alcohol, he would not leave me alone.
And, of course, the first comment on this article, a statist, flirting is the worst. Ban flirting and require humans to get to know one another via improvised and imperative dance battles.
Interpretive. When you do stuff like this.
That T is very important. So they're being silly.
Yes.
Of course. Then, I hope they're being silly.
And then the second comment, stop dancing at me.
No, I think we should...
Never!
I think we should learn something from all the other species of animals that do this, and we should have designated times of the year when we go to like massive dance halls and just court one another with our dance moves.
They ruffle their feathers.
Yeah.
They get their peacock.
Should I put a stick on the foot of the girl that I'm interested in? Like the blue...
What animal does that?
There's some bird with blue feet.
You know what? There's also a bird.
Stick on the foot of the female that they're interested
in. Yeah, and some penguins give the female stones, and there's also another species of bird that actually builds entire house for the female, and the female show up and be like, I don't know if this is good enough, and fly off to a
penguin
house.
Hold on.
No, I think it's like a pine thrush.
That's how rock stars flirt, right? They just build houses.
They build impressive houses, and they're like,
and they dig up prices,
and then they've got this show on MTV called Cribs.
Yeah, I mean, some of those are not that impressive.
Oh, wait, no, those are just douchebags.
Oh, come on now. So obviously, we're just following the footsteps of this bird who likes building houses for his ladies. And of course, at the end of the day, no, your house isn't all that. You know, I'm gonna keep on walking down the block.
Sometimes the house is acceptable and she'll stay there, but I mean, a lot of the times you gotta keep on searching.
Maybe she's talking about humans or birds.
Maybe
now?
She just hadn't seen enough houses at the end of the day, and she just got stuck in a situation prematurely.
You know, it'd be really unfortunate for those birds if they had low standards, because they'll be stuck in a house.
All the birds will be low standard birds, and we want the highest standard birds we can get our hands on.
Yeah, we need to have finicky birds.
They're the tastiest. Oh, crap.
Oh, no.
What did you learn?
Ellen.
What did I learn?
Ask Conan this question, because he hates when I ask him the question.
I hate when everyone asks me.
Okay, what question am I supposed to be asking? What did you learn?
What did he learn?
What did I learn this week?
What did you learn, Conan?
Well, Ellen, let me tell you what I've learned this evening. I've learned that there's a bird out there, according to Ellen.
Somewhere in the world.
That builds a house for his lady friends and...
Very tasty bird, quite indeed.
Maybe. And tries to win her affection through his home building, his house building skills. Now, whether he wins at the end of the day is unknown, but his whole goal in life to perpetuate his existence is to... Attract his lady friend through his house building skills.
And how noble of this bird.
Absolutely.
To put all of their efforts into building a structure in where they'll be protected by predators.
Now, how many rooms are in this house?
Wait, I have my pinky up.
Oh, yeah.
How many rooms in this house? Does it have a spiral staircase? I quite like a spiral staircase.
Does it have a kitchen? And does it have a washing machine and a dryer? Because that's very important.
What I've witnessed
of these... And a four-foot bed. A bath. I do like a bath with feet.
With
Wait, you
feet?
Want the feet
oh, you want
in
one
the
of the,
bath
yeah,
when
you're...
you get
no,
there?
No, the one
psychopath,
that...
wow.
No, the bathtubs that stand up, the old-timey ones that have the cast-iron feet.
They have dragon feet,
so
or they have lion feet.
Like this high off of the ground?
Yeah, Sashi's in the same boat. She wants one with lion feet.
Yeah. I do quite like a bat.
Ellen, what did you learn this week?
Feet.
I learned that women, unfortunately, are more ignorant than men.
Huh?
When it comes to flirtation, and I fall victim to this as well, all the time, and my life is a lie. I've also learned that.
Oh,
so,
everybody, be
more watchful. Well, look out. Always be watching. You never know when flirtation is going to strike.
Like lightning.
Yes, yes. Quite indeed. And I learned that there's a douchebag in Hawthorne, New Jersey, who stole nearly 2 million quarters, and he is only being ordered to repay just under half.
And this douchebag was also the champion of the laundromat.
Yes. Oh, he's not running out of quattas anytime soon. He's going to have quattas for a long time.
I don't know.
I'm fairly certain that he cashed in all of the quarters.
I sure hope that he doesn't. He no longer retains his position in the city.
Because if you have that many quarters, even if you put them in your garage, and I'm fairly certain that in Hawthorne, New Jersey, people have quite eloquent garages in order to attract a mate.
What a douchebag.
If you put that many quarters in your garage, it becomes a lightning rod.
Why?
And then when quarters get struck by lightning, they fuse together and become quite fucking worthless.
Unless he transformed all of those quarters into little stuffed animals that he got out of a claw machine.
Exactly. Given back to the vendor guys. And why isn't this guy in Jersey Shore yet?
Because he's a douchebag.
Because he's too old and his skin isn't dark enough.
He's wearing a suit and not massive sunglasses and a,
he doesn't fist pump.
Flip-flops.
Hey, guys,
you got against flip-flops. I'm wearing flip-flops.
I'm wearing Jesus sandals.
I don't like shoes.
Hey, everyone at home, you have been watching or listening to Black Sheep Rising. You can visit us at blacksheeprising.org. All the links and all the stuff is there for your, you like that song?
I do.
Quite indubitably.
It is a good song. If you would like to download the audio, because you don't have the time in the world to watch a whole hour of video, you can do that at Stitcher or at iTunes or manually at the website. If you have any time, head on over to the Facebook page and give it a like and join the conversation. Tell us what you like or don't like. If you want to get if you want to get in contact with me, you can email me at show@blacksheeprising.org. Or you can voicemail us at 267-521-2771. You can leave anything you like, and we'll play it on the air.
I do believe that the man bound to the wheelchair who does not like stairs should call back.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking, come on, man. It's been a good 5 months or so, and you haven't called in the longest. Give us a call back, man. Tell us what you think.
Or if James in Arizona listens to this show, he should call
in. Maybe someone should send James in Arizona a link to the show and tell what we've been talking about, name dropping James.
James in Arizona rubs me the wrong way. I don't know if I want him to be calling in.
Well, whatever you do,
it's
James.
Voicemail only.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be interesting
whatever you
to
do,
hear. I'd love that.
Whatever you do, don't call when kidding. Ellen is on. She'll let you.
No, I'm kidding.
She'll let you have a piece of herself.
No, please. I'd love to hear like anything that you have to call in for. But yes, I will.
Leave it on a voicemail.
Daryl, where can people get you?
FPP.cc, FPPradio.com, or, find one of the fine merchants that carries my newspaper and pick it up.
Excellent. Oh, and I forgot to mention, if you have some extra chinkles and you want to help an old man out, you can send me some cash flow via Bitcoin or PayPal. It's all there at the website. This show does not make any money. It's all through donations, and I would appreciate it. Ellen, where can the people find you?
So you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/ALP podcast or on ALPshow.com. And my show is also not for profit. Do it purely out of the kindness of my heart. But it does cost a lot of money driving and setting things up.
She's a peasant girl.
Yes, please. If you have any generosity in your heart.
Tiny Timmy does need a goose.
We do have a Bitcoin address that you can send even a few cents. Anything that you can spare.
And where can they find you Friday nights?
Friday nights you can find me on Free Talk Live with Daryl. And
woo-hoo!
Yeah, we'll be there every single week for the foreseeable future anyway.
Ellen, thanks so much for being on.
Thank you for having me on.
Driving all the way out from the woods.
The whole 20-minute drive.
I can't talk about that. In 2 years' time, we can actually tell you guys some things that took place. But until then, yeah.
Till then, our lips are sealed.
Hey, Daryl.
We were really bad at flirting with somebody this afternoon.
You have to be fans for 2 years.
Daryl, there's a song that you're going to love. It's an instrumental. It's done by Buckethead, and I can't remember the other guy who helps him out.
Has a Buckethead?
It's the name of the band.
On your head.
And he has a bucket. He has a KFC bucket that he wears on his head. You would love this guy. You totally love him. He's a guitarist. He's very good. Does a lot of instrumentals. This is a fan art composition. It's called Spokes for the Wheel of Torment. It is essentially taking the Bosch's Garden of Eden, and it's taking the hell side of the panel. There are three different sides, and this is taking the hell side and has animated it, and it is fantastic. And the song is
Let's watch it.
The song is great. The animations are fantastic. You're gonna love it.
Are you saying that in a sarcastic manner?
No, you're a demon worshiper. Why should we not love this video?
You're gonna love it. Yes, and it is slightly sarcastic, but I think there might be a little piece of you that really gets into this.
Okay.
But we'll see.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, let's see.
Play.
Guys at home, thanks for watching.
If I kill you, I don't like it.
We'll see you next week at the same time. Good night.
Girls do tend to say "auga" a lot.